It's a Divine Mercy Sunday. It was in the year 2000 that John Paul II was canonizing Sister Faustina, and he declared that the second Sunday of Easter, or the Sunday after Easter Sunday, could be celebrated as Divine Mercy Sunday. And in the Jubilee of Mercy, which Pope Francis declares, this feast takes even greater significance. In fact, I've not read anything directly from Pope Francis, but I've heard about it, that he himself has a great devotion to the Divine Mercy, the Divine Heart of Jesus. So I want to reflect with you today on Divine Mercy. God's mercy, as we know, is marvelous. And the life that it brings to people and the hope that it brings to people, it's worth talking about. And I would like to do so in 3 points, but I'm relying a lot for this homily on the book that I've mentioned again and again and again. It's Pope Francis's book, The Name of God is Mercy. And there are some very powerful stories there, experiences there, that I want to share with you to reflect on God's mercy. The first 2 points that I have for you is, what is it that we need so that we can experience God's mercy? So let me begin my first point. The first thing we need to experience God's mercy, Pope Francis says, is a crushed heart, a shattered heart. Like, you don't expect this kind of language from Pope Francis, but he says this in a certain context. So in one of the chapters, he asked the question, he said, what do you need to obtain mercy? And his answer is, the first thing that comes to my mind is the phrase, I cannot take it anymore. In other words, if there is sin in our lives, Pope Francis is saying, at some point we've got to develop this disgust for sin. I can't take it anymore. And then, quoting St. Augustine, Pope Francis continues, he says, your heart must be crushed. We should be displeased with ourselves when we commit sin, for sin is displeasing to God. The psalmist and the church fathers teach us that a shattered heart is the most pleasing gift to God. In other words, not that God wants to see us crushed and shattered, that's not the idea, but that we are so fed up with the sin in our lives that our heart is truly contrite. That's the right sense of that. So, a shattered heart is the most pleasing gift to God. It's a sign that we are conscious of our sins. This is very important. That we actually are conscious, we realize our sinfulness. Now, I tend to agree with Pope Francis a lot on this particular point, because one of the greatest losses of our times is the loss of the sense of sin. In other words, we just pass off very serious sins it's all right. This loss of the sense of sin. I read a book once which was entitled, Whatever Happened of Sin. Not only that, but sometimes we often justify our wrongs. We lie too easily. We cheat too easily. We hurt too easily. And we overlook our sinful behaviors in us and just pass them off as human frailty. Well, we're all human. Yes, but sin is sin. Revenge is passed off as justice. Fury is passed off as self-defense. Uncharity is passed off as self-preservation or security. Lust is passed off as entertainment or sometimes self-expression or even freedom of speech. And I think this is doing a lot of harm. This attitude stems our growth because we don't recognize our need for change. It blurs our vision and makes the world a dangerous place to live. Listen, if we lose our sense of right and wrong, of sinfulness and holiness, this is going to be a very dangerous place to live. And this proves disastrous for individuals, for relationships, for society and the world. And so Pope Francis is very, very, very correct when he says that what we need today, if you want to receive God's mercy, is a crushed and a shattered heart. A heart that is truly conscious of its sinfulness. So that's the first point. Secondly, Pope Francis talks about the smallest opening that we can create for God's mercy and that we can make available to God that smallest opening. And he shares a story in one of the chapters. And the chapter is entitled Looking for the Smallest Opening. And in it he tells the story from Bruce Marshall's novel To Every Man a Penny. I don't know if you've read this novel, but in this novel there is the story of Father Gaston. And he's hearing confession of a young German soldier who is about to be sentenced to death by the French partisans. And Pope Father Gaston, he's a young priest himself, he wants to absolve this soldier. Give him forgiveness, give him mercy, give him absolution. And the soldier's sins are pretty serious. He confesses about his love for women and the numerous affairs he had had. And the priest explains to this young soldier that he has to repent if he wants to obtain forgiveness and absolution. The soldier says to this priest, "But Father, how can I repent?" He says, "It was something that I enjoyed. And if I had another chance, I would do it again, even now. How can I repent?" Father Gaston, who wants to really absolve this man about to die, he prays for a little bit and he has a stroke of inspiration. He asks the soldier, he says, "But are you sorry that you are not sorry?" And the soldier says, "Yes, Father, I am sorry that I am not sorry." And Father Gaston says to him, he says, "That's how much space God needs." And Pope Francis adds, he says, in other words, the soldier apologizes for not repenting. The door was open just a crack, allowing absolution to come in. I'm thinking, you know, the entire story of the cross and the resurrection of Jesus is exactly that. Listen, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. The smallest crack that God can find in us, oh, God's grace flows in. And today's gospel reading further emphasizes that. Huh? The disciples, where were they? They were locked up in a room out of fear. And the disciples, they betrayed. They denied. They abandoned Jesus. They locked themselves up. They doubted. And yet Christ comes in their midst and says to them, "Peace be with you." That's the mercy of God. That's the mercy of God. So if there is the smallest crack in our lives to allow God's forgiveness, God will fill it with grace. And thirdly, I want to merely share with you a story that a priest told me when I went to the confession many, many years back in my seminary days. And I've shared that story with many people in the confessional, especially when I felt the need, but I want to share that with you. But the purpose of this story is to compare our shattered heart versus God's love and God's mercy. So here's a story. After my very, very long confession and a serious confession with a priest, he told me the story, this parable. It's a parable. It's not a true story, it's a parable. Parable, he said, of this young girl who was just fed up with life and her sins. Her life had hit rock bottom. So one day she decided that she was going to end it all. So she went to the edge of the cliff from which she could see the ocean. And she was about to jump into this cliff, from the cliff into the water where nobody would ever find her again. So she goes and stands at the edge of the cliff. While she's standing there, fear overcomes her. And she's so angry with herself. She says, "I'm a coward. I can't even do this." And when she's standing there, unawares, a huge wave comes and hits the cliff, and she's thrown back. She falls to the ground, and now she's even more angry. But as she lays there, she hears a voice, and the voice asked her to get up, and she did. And then the voice asked her to look at her hands. So she held her hands and she looked. And the voice said to her, "Now notice, there is a tiny drop of water on the tip of your little finger." And she did. She saw this drop of water. And the voice said to her, "My child," says, "those are your sins." And she looked at it. It was real. Her sins were real. And then the voice says to her, "And now look at the ocean." And she did. And the ocean was vast. It was endless. She couldn't see the end of the ocean. It was huge. And the voice said to her, "And that's my love for you." And then the voice asked her to drop this tiny drop of water into the ocean. And so she walked up to the edge of the cliff, this time not to drop herself, but to drop that tiny drop of water into the ocean. And when she did, her sins were all gone, never to be seen in the ocean of God's love and mercy. Folks, at that point of my life, I so wanted to hear that story. Because my focus was always on my sin and my sin and my sin, which Pope Francis says we should be aware of. But something far greater than that, our sins. Something far greater than our sins is this unending mercy and love of God. And that's what the Sunday of Divine Mercy tries to celebrate. That's the Jubilee of Mercy. Each one of us can let this mercy of God wash over us, folks. Our sins are nothing compared to the amazing mercy and the love of God. Jesus is with us. He's alive. He's risen. His mercy is true. At every Mass, we can access that. We have access to that grace. We can come and receive Christ in our hearts. Let's do so. Let's truly celebrate in this Eucharist the tremendous mercy, the unending love of God. People of God say, Amen.